a really good question. I had a call today with a prospective client, and she's been a wholesaler for 16 years. And she was asking, you know, what do we cover in our coaching program? And I gave her a laundry list, and she goes, "Wow, that's a lot." And I said, "Yeah, it is a lot, because there's a lot involved with creating a great wholesaling practice, becoming a great wholesaler." And the reality is, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And everything that we talk about anyway, anything that you read about on the site or listen to the podcast, or thank you for having this as a syllabus for your direction as far as the book goes, they're all interconnected. Meaning, if you have a great peerless value proposition, that great peerless value proposition will help you get more appointments. It will help you forward schedule. It will help you with your follow-up process. It will help you secure appointments with centers of influence. It'll help you have more substance to talk about inside the meeting. It'll help you differentiate yourself when you stand up in front of an audience full of financial advisors. And then all of those things have, you know, different elements of expertise involved. Well, yes, you could know that it'll help you in your follow-up, but how do you perfect the follow-up process? Well, that's another thing to work on. So the notion I'm trying to depict there is, though there is a lot and there is a ton to get right about having a great wholesaling practice, I hope that we present it in such a way that it's interconnected, that they're not all these disparate thoughts coming at you, that they are able to be layered upon one another when you try to figure out how do you get your arms around it. But there's no denying, there's no shortcut, there's no silver bullet. It's just a lot of freaking hard work and diligence. And as we said earlier, being present for the job that allows you to get really good at this.